What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans, episode 2 of the brand new season 6, and Jester and Big O are in the house. What's up, Big O?
What's up?
Well, I think lots of things.
So just tell me what the first thing that pops to your mind.
Red Hot Catholic Love.
Wow. Wow. No wonder I saw that red stain on the back end of your pew.
I don't know why that episode just popped to mind. I'm like, oh, okay. So, yeah, I guess the Pope and shit.
Yeah, fall to your knees and say your best hymn, I guess. Yeah, it's been crazy. It's been zany. I mean, starting the end of the pandemic of last year, going into 2022 with the whole Pope and the Catholic system.
That guy's got some fucking balls. Oh, yeah. He wants people to make more babies, and like he's endorsing sex with women when he knows damn well he prefers altar boys. Pretty sure he took Christian Mingle to a whole fucking different level. I mean, I guess all's fair and... love and statutory rape.
Well, you know, I think this all kicked off from Kmart store brand sale. Boys have underwear half off.
Stock deep in the dressing rooms. Deep in the dressing rooms.
So, yeah, the report went out. You know, the Pope was talking about how he wants more Catholics in the system. Essentially, you know, all the older people are dying off. So he wants fresh young meat. I mean, children back into the system. So stop loving your dog, stop caring for them like children, and go out and make babies.
Yeah, I those people that are doing that, I don't want them to make babies, and I'm pretty sure there's a lot of other people that don't want them to fucking make babies either. Have you met some of these fucking mutants?
Yeah, I've been through a couple trailer parks a time or two when I worked cable back in the day.
God. I've been to Walmart. I've seen them.
You think underwear's half off down the aisle? Just wait to see the people walking down the aisle.
Because Billy Bob said you do.
Fishnet stockings on an 80-year-old man.
It was a sight to behold, wasn't it? Yeah, he must work out.
Yeah, he has to work out to keep them legs looking shapely as he does to fit in them stockings.
It's the worst when they throw them on when they're fat. It's like, come on, dude, keep it at home.
It looks like you're stuffing too much bologna in one of those wraps, you know?
Yeah,
they're just
big sacks that they have the deli meat in before they uncase it.
Yeah, all that's that shit looks like. All that meat looking like diamond chunks. What the fuck? Oh, this is just wrong, man. What the hell's going on? I mean, really, do you believe in your faith that much that you don't believe in people and that you have to have more people in order to have that faith so they could pay for your college tuition, so to speak?
I believe the answer is yes. Okay. I believe that's what he was saying. Like there's people out there that believe that strongly that they will fucking do it for the cause. Do it for the church. Do it for the church.
Get me a baby.
That could be like a fucking huge pickup line on fucking Christian Mingle. Come on, baby. Do it for the church.
Yeah, they're a fat bastard. You can keep our money. Just give me the baby. It's fucking crazy, dude. I mean, God's sakes, man. I mean, with all the prices and going up for living wages or living cost of living, gas, housing, everything that's going on, now the church wants more of your money, more of your people, more of your blood.
This motherfucker stood up and said, fornicate, fuckers.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, we got to get that money. I mean, none of those Christians.
You got them little Christians back in the van. The Pope Mobile has its own special trunk in the back.
It's just a hologram. The rest of it's really the action takes place below deck.
So, yeah, he has the drummer up top to keep the beat going. So that way down below the spinning stage, he can do his thing with the children's.
It's just a fucking animatronic. It's just a fucking puppet going like this.
Hey, didn't I see that last time at Chuck E. Cheese?
same principle.
The pizza sucks, but the animatronics are the shit.
No, yeah, like I don't know. When I heard that, I was like, really? I mean, aside from the whole, like, you're endorsing sex with women, first of all. Second of all, it's like, There's a number of things where I could see them inserting their two cents, but like somebody's sex life.
More like inserting their two rolls of 50 pennies, you know?
Chump change. But like, I don't know. I mean, I would think that their time would be better served, you know, elsewhere.
Well, they don't exactly have the best track record. I mean, right?
That's why. I mean, it's like a fucking PR nightmare. Can you imagine the fucking company that runs PR for that place?
I guess, man. Fuck. We got away with it for 500 years. Let's try another 10.
Everybody at that firm just finds a cyanide pill on their desk in the morning. They're like, take it. It's okay. Fuck it. It's over.
My gosh, man.
Take all the office supplies you want. We're burning this fucker to the ground tonight.
And what do you mean by office supplies? You mean all that fucking Catholic paintings underneath the fucking, you know.
Yeah, those.
Fucking the Vatican and all that shit that they got.
Looted more shit than fucking motherfuckers did in the LA riot.
Damn straight. They're all Black Lives Matter. Hey, where'd you get that 70-inch flat screen?
For that dude in the van.
What it cost you? My life. But it was worth it. You know, the devil's out for your soul. They're out for your soul. Everyone's out for your soul. What do you do? It's a no-win situation, right?
Exactly. I just throw it up in the air and you fuckers fight over it.
Didn't they do that in the Batman movie with Michael Keaton? Joker threw his love in the air and everyone fought for the money.
Yeah.
The only difference is he doesn't wear purple and green, right? He wears white and red.
So there is, again, a lot of things that I would consider maybe okay to, you know, for the church to voice its opinion on. But people getting down, that's not one of them. And then especially like the generation that they're telling to start getting down. No, don't fucking encourage those fuckers to reproduce, please. Like, it's bad enough as it is now. Like, yeah, they're fucking idiots.
Well, I mean,
we don't need more.
They already made the movie, right? Now it's coming to fruition.
Yeah, I know.
Idiocracy is around the corner. We're going to have a President Macho Grande, Macho Bel Grande.
These are the types of kids that run towards the van that we were told not to get in.
And they're not even getting candy.
Fucking do for a fucking fidget spinner, damn moron.
Fidget spinner. It's nuts, man. I mean, it's gotten to hell in a handbasket, and they're just making it worse. How many people do we have to have in this world before we're overpopulated, you know?
I guess, like, can't we just say we're overpopulated now? Like, fucking.
Oh, hell yeah. About it? But, you know, we're the virus, and pretty like soon
they don't know fought. What the Holocaust is. They weren't around for that shit. They don't teach them that now. No, they'll never see it coming.
They just got new skills in the bakery division.
It's a support group. It's a huge support group for people your age. Just go.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things that we can do in this world just to make it better, but this isn't one of them.
No. You mean the show or the...
We can't even take care of our own. You know, people in our own borders, other people in their own borders, you know? There's so much freaking, you know, depravity in this world. It's just not even worth it anymore.
True, true. I mean, like, it's... I remember, like, back, I don't know, like, 10, 15 years ago, it didn't suck this bad. Like, yeah. It wasn't, like, you know, it wasn't the ideal world. It wasn't perfect, but... I mean, that shit was pretty on point, like, better than it is now. And so, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, it just kind of like, oh, fuck, maybe it doesn't matter about the fucking van anymore. Maybe we should just jump in it. Like, now as an adult, what would it take for you to jump in the fucking van?
$1 million, maybe. For Wait, me? Did you hear something squeal?
It's like, I think for me, it would be like, I don't know, the Brazzers logo. The you bang think? With the bang bus logo.
Yeah. For all your luck, it'd be the dude section.
The one where they surprise them when they're like, ha! 10,000 times worse than that fucking sit up where you sit up into the fucking person's butt.
Atomic sit up?
Yeah, times 10.
You thought you were getting in the Bang Brothers bus to get some women, but next thing you know, you're the educated fluffer.
You're the bangy.
You're just fluffing away, man. It's freaking crazy.
Well, I don't know. That's crazy. I've seen like tons of memes, and I don't know how like prevalent that is anymore. Like that, you know, like that. I guess that saying or that fucking that motto or that fucking the knowledge of the fucking van, whatever, the rapist van, because they don't really like. They don't really have those kinds of vans anymore, right? Like, it's not, like, you don't see them a lot.
I don't know, man. All you have to do is go to your local junkyard. You can get one for free.
But, I mean, and if you do see it, like, it nowadays it looks, like, fucking way fucking suspicious. So,
well, it's, no, it's a tiny house because they've taken the interior and ripped it out, put walls in there. Now they got a nice little cot bed. They got a little sink, a little toilet. You know, they got a little hangar area for potted plants so the kids are more comfortable. And then a whole deck drawer full of candy.
I saw back in the day one of those fucking, like, those, you know, we're talking about the rapist van.
Yeah.
Like, I saw one of those parked at this fucking in front of this park where I used to have football practice at.
Right.
And so I remember like fucking being on the sideline one time and just looking over, and it was a sign that said free massage or like $10 massage, but at the bottom the fucking sign said women only. And like there was like windows, but you could see that there was like curtains and like tinted windows and like on the nice. On the fucking van. And I'm like,
Mom, can I borrow your bra?
I'm like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, wow. Wow.
Yeah. Nice. You know what? He had a good clientele, I bet.
He's an entrepreneur. He parked by a fucking park where there was like fucking infested by crackheads. He may have had a client base.
Well, it might have been crackheads in the morning, but it was soccer moms in the afternoon, right? And everyone got a first place trophy.
I mean, if he was selling, maybe if he was selling to the crackheads, he probably got good use out of that van.
Well, that was probably in the fine print. You just didn't get close enough to see that.
So, yeah, no, I think it's weird, like the different stuff that we used to get told as kids, and like it seems like it would be common sense, and like people now just like fucking kind of skip over it, like the fucking van thing, or yeah. Like fucking Uber, I guess, totally ruined the shit out of that, right? It was just like Seinfeld said it. He's like, well, what are we doing? We're ignoring the things that we were told as children. Don't take candy from strangers. Now we're getting in the car and getting candy from strangers.
Yeah, well, I mean, Uber, now you pay them to give you candy and then molest you and do all that good stuff, right?
Man, is that what's driving up the prices, those fucking lawsuits?
I guess. Who knows? Oh, man, yeah, you know, and what if, you know, thinking about the whole van situation, I mean, you know, in this day and age, what shouldn't you say around children?
Virtually everything, because everything makes those motherfuckers cry nowadays. Have you noticed that? Like,
yeah.
That's why that fucking, I think that game show Last Man Triggered would be a fucking total hit, just because that's what the fucking world has come to. It really has. It's fucking ridiculous. People crying, whining, bitching, complaining, like for everything. And it's like, I get it, like over big things. Okay, yeah, bitch, but. You didn't complain over little stupid shit that nobody was complaining about in the first place, but you and your friends. Come on.
Over 35 years old saying, if you don't stop this, I'm going to call my mommy and you're going to be in big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
What the shit is going on with this world? You know, nobody has any common sense and they can't handle things on their own. And the only way they can do anything is lash out.
And it seems like that's all they're fucking doing. Mm-hmm. Like the participation trophy generation is like fucking having their uprise and like they're using their fucking 15 minutes of fame to bitch and complain.
Case in point, we were walking downtown Whittier today, and there was a skateboarder, some kid skateboarding down the street, down the sidewalk. You know, he wasn't hurting anybody. He might have lightly bumped into you, but I mean, he wasn't an asshole. At least he didn't run into you all the way. But he was minding his own business, doing his own thing. We didn't stop him. We didn't yell at him. We could have yelled at him because he was an idiot, but we didn't. You know, But then you look online and you see these Karens yelling and screaming and threatening these kids for skateboarding and getting in their way. And then when they accidentally get hit by the kid because he has nowhere to go, then they cry foul. Oh, I'm going to call the cops. I'm going to take your board. I'm going to... What the hell is going on here, man?
And it's like, who the fuck does that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? Like, who the fuck are you, basically? Yeah. You know what I mean? I get it. If the person, like, if the kid ran into me, like, for maybe me personally, because it was, like, a shorter kid, he was, like, fucking, like, a quarter of what I weigh, he would have just went flying, not me. So, I mean, that would have been funny for me, but, like, not so much for him. But, like, I'm, like, still not going to yell at him. I'm just going to laugh.
Right.
I'm probably not going to help him up, but I'm still going to laugh. And then, like, you know what I mean? So that's what I'll walk away with is, dumbass. And, but... I can't get people. I can't wrap my head around people that just fucking flip the fuck out because of stupid shit like that. It's like, really? That's where you want to spend your goddamn time? Fuck.
It's like the NBA mentality, man. You brush up against someone and they flop on the ground like a flounder. Fucking like, oh my
Vlade,
God.
The Vlade effect.
Oh, God. Yeah. Getting up all in your grill, flopping on the ground like a fish.
Oh, those are some of my favorite flops of all time were his.
Yeah, well, Kurt Lambeer was up there too in the beginning. And, you know, that was more prevalent in nowadays the basketball. And that's why a lot of people stopped watching for a little while.
Because of the acting. It got to be like fucking WWE standard.
Yeah, yeah. And it got 10 times worse on the football field. And what I mean by football, I mean soccer. Just fucking crazy, man.
I saw this one dude almost basically somersault land and then hit the ground and then roll like three or four fucking times and then like roll over once and like start holding his leg in the air. And the referee was like standing basically in front of him the whole time. And he was like, yeah. And the guy was like, what the fuck? And he was like, I was right here. He's like, I saw you the whole way. You fucking idiot.
Yeah, he didn't get his Oscar.
No, he should have been nominated, though. That was a fucking Academy Award winning fucking performance if I ever seen one.
I would have given an Oscar. My Oscar is me kicking him in the nuts. They don't call me Big O for nothing. Oh, giggity, giggity, giggity. All right. Fucking nuts, you know, people nowadays. I mean, they have no common sense. They have no, you know, higher standards. And, you know, we say some off-the-cuff things. We're a bit uncouth. But you know what? If you meet us on the street, we won't kick you in the balls unless you piss us off. Right?
For the most part, we're like fucking decent human beings. I mean, at least in public. which we're technically not right now, so hence the show. I think there's a fine line of when it's appropriate to like be as asshole as you want versus like when you're in public and you're I won't say gonna offend because that's not. Mm-hmm. It's mostly like when your fucking shenanigans inconveniences somebody else, you know what I mean? Like yeah. When your dickishness like fucking intrudes on my time. Like
whoa. Is that an actual word, dickishness?
It could be.
Is that Charles Dickishness? And he changed his name to Charles Dickens?
We'll look that one up for a Mexican Masterpiece Theater.
Yeah, I think we should be doing that. And I believe Facebook's going to fact check that.
So, if you're fucking being a dickhead, it causes me to be late for something because you were standing there arguing with the fucking cashier while I'm the next person in line and I have somewhere to be and you don't, then... You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of bullshit that, like, needs to fucking be left at home. Like, if you want to fucking troll the comment section and be an absolute asshole, like, fuck, go for it. But if there's somebody in line behind you, shut the fuck up, pay for your things, and get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah, if you're going to be a troll on our page, we encourage it. We'll have a good laugh. You're not going to hurt our feelings.
No. And just so long as you're not fucking intruding on my time. Like, I really don't care.
Well, see, like our eighth grade, grade school teacher would always say, can of corn, common horse sense, use it. Made sense to me. we were driving through the town, and there was a Tesla parked off to the side, and we're like, what the fuck's going on with this hazards on? Yeah, and it was an ambulance going in the opposite direction. Well, there's a cement median, so they couldn't have crossed. We couldn't get over. There was no way to go. So they had an open lane, and they're going in the opposite direction. Why are you stopping?
It's like 2022 is the fucking year that common sense, like, officially is dead.
Well, I think Tesla had a stupid button. I think that's what was pressed on that car.
I wonder if it was self-driving. And the fucking, like, you know what I mean? I could see if the robot doesn't know that there's a fucking median there, which I guess would raise another question for safety concerns, but that's neither here nor there. I mean, I guess, no, you can't even blame it on the robot because the robot has sensors. It would know that there was something there and not stop.
Well, the robot would have just not stopped, period, and just ran everything over, which it's already shown us that it will do.
I mean, when you got to get somewhere in a hurry.
When you got to go, there ain't no two ways about it. You go, right? Fuck's sakes, man. I mean, just idiot people all over the place. And, you know, we say this, you know, in light, in jest.
For the most part.
Yeah, for the most part. You know, and I say, you know, it's a world that we can give up on. But, you know, right here at Rice and Beans, we created Rice and Beans Co.
A long time ago.
we put some jokes out there to try to, you know, alleviate the tension. And, you know, we're trying to rise above it and trying to help the people out there. But what can you do to help them?
I poured my beer off of this planet like 10 years ago.
One for me and one for the homies.
Whole fucking 40.
Oh my gosh, what can you do? Just smile about, you know, what's going on and go about your day and not worry about a goddamn thing, because it's just going to bring you under, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think one of the only things left that at least everybody can still have is to be able to laugh and be able to laugh at fucking life and the fucking stupid bullshit that it's been throwing. Because I mean, what the fuck else are you gonna do at this point? It's like, you can stand there and bitch about it, you can stand there and cry about it. It's not gonna change the outcome. It's not gonna stop it from happening. So
which brings us back to our topic there. You know, you're not gonna, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna say? You say it anyway. We're out in the streets going, god damn it, motherfucker, stupid shit, cock balls, and you look over and there's a 5-year-old kid. What shouldn't you say in front of a child? Well, everything you just said. But you just look at the kid and you shrug your shoulders and go, hey, rub some dirt on that and walk it off.
And basically, what should you say in front of kids? Basically, anything you hear on the show other than thank you, good night.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Yeah, no, role model's not here.
Yo, 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 you ever had your asshole licked by a fat man in trench coat?
Like the Charles Barkley of podcasts.
Charles Barkley. That's terrible. That's terrible. That's a horrible thing to say.
And I've had people under the age of 18 that would like ask questions about the show, and I'm like, nope. Sorry. No.
Were those kids coming up to you saying, boys have a penis and girls have a vagina? Is that how that went?
No, not those. They were like high school kids that found out I did the podcast, and then they were like trying to ask questions about it. I'm like, no.
No. When a boy loves a girl, what does he do?
I'm like, go listen to Loveline, fucker. It's like, yeah, everybody else your age.
I think you could talk to me. I got 10 participation trophies last year.
Yeah, go ask Dr. Drew. I'm not the advice columnist you want to follow.
Hey, where do I go to get a good hamster nowadays?
Mr. Slave's Pet Emporium.
I was thinking X-Hamster. It's a new website out there you can go to that does not have hamsters, by the way. And when you're looking up cream pie, be sure to put Boston cream pie and put parental safety features on there so you don't get the other stuff. Just a little hint.
The stuff that most other people are looking for.
And one of the things you shouldn't say in front of little children.
One of the many. No, yeah, dude, it's like, seriously, everybody cries about everything you say in front of anybody now. So like, I think kids like are the only people that probably, for the most part, until they understand what the fuck you're saying, are not gonna cry over what you're saying, is if you just phrase it well enough, or like in a nice enough tone of voice.
Yeah, you know, when my daughter was younger, she would ask black people, you know, why their skin's darker. And, you know, it was an honest question that a child would ask an adult, right? And they took it for what it was and, you know, explained to her that everybody's made differently and whatnot. Well, see, she's from a different generation because I raised her. And I'm from a different generation because I didn't get no participation trophy. So if I got second place whenever I played a game, it was the loser because there's only one first place winner. Everyone else is just a loser. So I've taught that. I've raised my children like that. And, you know, it's just you don't see that anymore in the children or the people, the young people walking nowadays. Now, we're not saying that all of them are like this, but, you know, there's a good majority of them that we run into who just shake our heads and go, what the hell?
Pretty much all of them. I've seen the last like 5 years.
It'll be all right. We'll get through this.
I hope so.
It'll be okay, buddy.
I lived through a global pandemic. I can live through those fuckers.
All right. So I could cheer you up.
Okay.
All right. We warned people that you might be too late to adopt, but, you know, you might not be too late because they're coming and flooding across the borders and you might get a discount on adopting an 18-year-old Ukrainian girl.
That's right, comrades. War isn't all bad. There are perks to it.
Damn straight.
You know, of all the things that should have its own website, like that Asian website that I said, yeah, that the lady was basically saying, like, get your orders in now for your Asian mail order brides. Yep. That I'm surprised again with the amount of technology that's over there in that region.
Mm-hmm.
That we haven't seen. Welcome, comrades, to Vladimir's like horror emporium. Like, I mean, you know, something like.
Well, I mean, Tesla, you know, opened up their Wi-Fi feature. I forgot what it was called, but they opened up all their internet access through the satellite systems through there. So now, you know, you could really go online and find yourself a pretty Ukrainian girl that you can adopt.
Fucking Woody Allen style.
Yeah, you say that and all I think of is bananas.
No, I mean, and I wonder, because I had seen like documentaries on that before, and you know they're basically trying to like undo like the stereotypes of like how those chicks are and why they're trying to come over here and what, you know, they're really supposedly looking for. And it's, you know, like stability and like a real home and like not, you know, just to come over here to be like a fucking sex slave and fucking cook food and, you know, shit like that. And so they're trying to like say, no, it's about like, you know, like I want a family and I want like a house and, you know, I want to fucking, you know, get over there and get a job and contribute. And I'm like, I don't know, man. It sounds like an awfully good sales pitch. And
well, I mean, yeah, it was Starlink, by the way, that system that Elon Musk had that he opened up for free in Ukraine so that they could, you know, do their internet stuff and communicate with family and friends and whatnot. But when you talked about what you were just saying, you know, all, you know, there was a prevalent actor comedian that brought that up at one point. Mm-hmm. Eddie Murphy.
Really?
Yes. When he got the blackest bitch in Africa and married her and brought her to America. Eddie, I want half. Where'd you learn that shit at? I'm talking to the ladies and they tell me I should have half.
Oh, that's right.
Goody goo goo, I caught you in Africa, didn't even have a loincloth over your body, and you were naked as a jaybird.
Yeah, no, I remember that.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, these thoughts aren't brand new. I'll tell you what, you could tie them into some other point in time and somebody else bringing this up, whatever we're talking about. But, yeah, Murphy pretty much nailed that one in the head. Oh, my gosh, man. It's freaking crazy.
Yeah, I Like, I get it. You know, you want to get the fuck out of there. But, I mean, other than the fact that you're hot, what are you really doing? I mean, it's not like you speak English. You can't go get a job. Like, you want to contribute. Like, we don't have cows over here for you to milk. You know what I mean? There's no hay bales for you to fucking, like, toss or get together.
Three-eyed cows.
You know what I mean? Like, the fucking chickens over here only have two legs, not three. What the fuck are you going to do with that? You know, like, fucking hardly anybody here says comrade. There's, like, this is a bunch of shit that, like, they're supposedly going to be able to kick in and, you know, help out with and, you know, do well. And, like, I seriously doubt it. Like, if you're doing that well, why do you need to come all the way over here? You know, why can't you find that shit closer to you?
Well, you know.
They don't even want you over there. Stay the fuck over there. We don't want you over here either.
You know, that's the mentality that a lot of people take nowadays because, you know, back in the World War II, World War I, that was the thing. Americans didn't want to fight in those wars. Well, you know, it's happening again, and Americans are still not wanting to fight in this. And, you know, realistically, this isn't our battle anyway. They're not part of NATO. You know, they are a democratic society. They have their own, you know, things that they have to deal with. I mean, yeah, we should support them. Yeah, we should, you know, obviously pray for them or at least think about them. But going over there and dying for them, I don't know. I mean, that's a touchy subject on a lot of points. Me, I might want to go there just to kill some people. Not the Ukrainians, but, you know.
You know, like when this whole shit started, I remember thinking, you ever walk past a circus where the fucking monkeys are totally out of control and think, I'm so glad neither of those two things are mine? That's exactly how I feel about that fucking shit that's going on over there right now. Like, totally not my circus, not my monkeys. Like, just keep our fucking noses out of it. Like, what the fuck? It's not our problem. Like, yeah, gas is going up. That shit was going up anyways. I mean, you know what I mean? It just... Don't use it. Don't make a fucking excuse to, like, get involved in yet another war. Like, I'm sure we could find something way better for our fucking, you know, service people to do than go fucking jump in another fucking fight that had nothing to do with us.
Yeah, I think the problem ensues from when the atomic age happened, you know, with the atomic bomb and the nuclear arsenal and everything like that. It just made the world smaller. And it makes it more to where we have to stop these types of invasions. Now, that point being said, I don't know if we should step our foot into this, but, you know. Fuck no. Yeah, but hey, what can you do when you got a big bully taking down a whole system like that? You just can't step aside all the time, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to do something about it.
Nah, fuck that. It's not a problem. Let them deal with their own shit. Like, you'd see them hopping into the fucking squabble with fucking with North Korea.
Well, I mean, if you want to put you know, apples to apples, yeah, I didn't see them over here helping build the wall down over near Mexico.
Exactly. And, like, keeping those fuckers out should really be our priority. There's way more than enough of them here. Like, keep them out. Keep them
the rest. Have you looked in the mirror?
Yeah, but where are we here? That's the thing.
We're already here.
Fuck that. We already got the, like, go fucking, like, go get on your own shit. Like, fucking, don't fucking copy us. We already made it. You know, like, and, like, when you were saying, you know, like, fucking the border, like, the borders, and I'm not just talking about people from the Ukraine and Russia and fucking Mexico. No, everybody, everywhere. That's it. There's enough assholes here. Just fucking close them off already.
My favorite argument is that people talking about, you know, the borders and control and all this other stuff and, you know, we shouldn't have to do that and all this stuff. People are above all this. But you go to another country and you look at their borders and they shoot on sight. So, you know, I think we're pretty lenient when it comes to people crossing borders around here. You know what I'm saying?
What was that one country that just has a huge electrical fence? It's like fucking like a big giant bug zapper. It's just bzzz.
Iran, probably. Syria.
That's what they should do on all borders. They should just outfit them with huge fucking bug zappers and you try to get across and psst. Why is it just going underground too? So you try to dig through and psst.
Oh my gosh. I think we just need to build a better ChristianMingle.com.
I don't know why gay people won't do it. Every fucking gay couple that I've ever met, I've asked them, can you please tell the next person that asked you where you met that you met on Christian Mingle? And like, I don't know if any of them have ever done it. I would hope they would. That's kind of funny. Just to see somebody's reaction, like, what?
Yeah, that's where you get the hottest guys. You know, how many gay activists that have been hidden under, you know, monogamy with a woman have been out there, right?
The beard.com.
Oh my gosh, man. Biggrownbears.com. You name it, it's out there.
We should do that. See, fucking funniest fucking funniest site, like the bears.com or fucking funniest subculture name site.
Greco-Roman-Wrestling.com. Break out the olive oil because we're going to have a peach of a time. Man, I tell you, just remember, you know, find your local Catholic priest and give him your props, give him a rubber and tell him to, you know, stay away from the youngins.
Called red hot Catholic love. All right, guys. Well, we are about to step out on this one. We are glad to be back. We've been looking forward to this season for a very long time.
Yes, sir.
And we are very, very busy shooting the rest of the content for this. By the time you see it, the whole season will be done. But, you know, we're in the middle of doing a bunch of them at once. And so this was one of the ones in the first batch. And so far, so good. We're loving it. And we know you guys are going to love the rest of the season. So until next week.
If a cunt smoked your last blunt, if work makes you feel like a jerk, if you need more humor in your life, just look to Rice and Beans for some afternoon delight.